What is the role of your radio in your country, and especially for people with Catholic faith?
Radio Veritas Asia serves not only for my country. Basically, Radio Veritas Asia serves for the whole of Asia. For that matter, we broadcast not for the Filipino people, but we broadcast for the Catholics and the non-Catholic all over Asia. So we broadcast in a shortwave and also through the internet. And we have more than 10 languages at the moment. We broadcast more than 10 languages. We broadcast all over Asia, like Mandarin, 4 languages of India, Myanmar, Vietnam, Urdu, Pakistan, Sinhala, of Sri Lanka, and also that of Bengali for Bangladesh. So our concern is really not just a question of evangelization, but also for human development, for education and health concerns, and also about nature, about environmental issues. So that is our concern for us. But as I said, our broadcast is not for the Philippines, but really for the countries of Asia.
With more than 10 languages and a very wide broadcast, how is organized your radio? How is it possible? And economically speaking, how do you survive?
In terms of sustenance, we are heavily funded by funding agencies from Germany, but more than 60% of our budget comes from propaganda fide. And at the moment, we organize ourselves in such a way that we broadcast from the Philippines, and we have a center in the different countries all over Asia. In the countries where we have our languages being broadcast, we have our center there, and that is our connection. So through the center, we make our research, our feedback from the different listeners. Perhaps one thing very important for the role of Radio Veritas Asia is we cater more to non-Christians. In fact, around 80%, more than 80% of our listeners are non-Christians, like Hindus, the Muslims, and the other denominations in Asia. So we have our center in our country, the Philippines, and then there is a center for the different languages in their country, which is connected to the social communications office of the bishops' conferences of the country. And that's how we work. But recently, we embarked into decentralization. Wherever it is politically possible and technologically possible, we have decentralized, meaning our programs are produced fully now in their countries, in that center I was talking about, and then they send it to us through file transfer protocol, FTP, through the internet. So that's how we operate at the moment, and we have only personnel coming from, at the moment, residing in the Philippines, personnel coming from Vietnam and Myanmar, and also for the Mandarin section. Otherwise, the other languages, they are now back home in their countries, producing the program, sending to us through internet, and then we become the broadcast station of this program.
It's a very interesting structure. I would like to ask you, how many employees and how many journalists do you have?
At the moment, because of decentralization, we are only 71. So right now, what we have in terms of languages, we have only the one for Vietnamese, for the Burmese, and for the Mandarin. And also, of course, the Filipino language, which we also maintain for the Filipino abroad. Basically, a little more than 10 foreigners only, almost 20 foreigners for the different languages, and the rest are for the operations of the company, like, for example, engineers who are operating our transmitter site, which is about 240 kilometers away from where we are based in Manila.
In the southeast of Asia, there are many politically problems, I think to Mindanao for Philippines, or the tension in China for Catholic people. The message of Radio Veritas, obviously, is a peace message.
Correct.
Which kind of difficulty do you face in your work?
Surprisingly, this is something very unique for us. As I mentioned, if you listen carefully what I said, we broadcast and our main 85% of our listeners are non-Christians. In fact, when we go to the different, another special characteristic of our programming is that we go at least once a year to the different countries where we have the broadcast, and we have what we call listeners meeting. In this listeners meeting, you will be surprised that most of the listeners are Muslims, are Hindus, are non-Christians. So that is our special trademark of the Radio Veritas Asia, in Asia, there is a variety of religion. So we cater not solely to the Catholic religion, but 85% of our listeners, in fact, when we gather, there are so many Buddhists, so many Muslims, so many Hindus attending our meetings. And they are very fun and loving listeners of Radio Veritas Asia through the years.
An example of what can be the dialogue under the evangelization.
The role of Radio Veritas Asia in Asia is really for dialogue and ecumenism. This is something that time and again we have proven to be working because of our broadcast all over Asia.
I would like to ask you if you want to say something.
Right here in Radio Veritas Asia, I would like to extend our wholehearted gratitude for the propagation of faith, for Propaganda Fide, who has been supporting our mission all over Asia. Radio Veritas Asia was dubbed by the late Pope John Paul II as the missionary of Asia. And we are still trying to do our best to live up to that calling. And we are very happy that we were given this task to share the message of Christ to the continent of Asia. And despite the difficulty in terms of funds, we are also trying to help ourselves to ask the bishops of Asia to support us, our noble task of sharing the message of Christ to our brothers and sisters, especially in the continent of Asia. And so we are very happy and we ask for your prayers, especially in this moment that we are also, like any other station, facing difficulty in terms of finances. So thank you so much for this opportunity. God bless us and God bless us all.